Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I'm going to read a story from the Irish Times. A French author has written how women should erase men from their lives. And the interesting thing is, I said, "Ooh, that sounds like an interesting, spicy story." A girl power advocate wants to talk about removing men from women's lives. But after I read it, I realized something. She's really no different than what we talk about on this channel, which is, hey, we just want to do our own thing without dating or without being with women, many of us, and we just want to be left alone. But the interesting thing here isn't a story about this French writer, this French woman, or what she says or about men. That's not really the story. The story is how they treat her saying the things that she says versus guys that say, hey, we're going our own way and we just want to be left alone. And that to me was the biggest takeaway, that when a woman says, hey, we should get rid of men in our lives, I just want to be without men and I'm ignoring men and staying away from men, the media goes, hey, what an interesting story. But when men say the same thing, I just don't want women, oh, well, they're toxic and patriarchy and bad, and there's a different theme when guys decide to do it versus when women do. So I've selected some choice music to play along with the writing styles for each of these articles. I'm not going to read through all of them, but you'll hear the difference in not only the way, of course, I'm going to read them just to make it fun, but you're going to see a difference between the way the articles are written for basically the same subject and how instantly men are the bad guys for doing this, but when women do it, it's lighthearted and what an interesting choice. So let's get recording on this. You'll see what I'm talking about. Yoink. Should women erase men from their lives? This writer thinks so. One French feminist says women should, but is this throwing the baby out with the bathwater? According to the popular book titles French Women Don't Get Fat and French Women Don't Get Facelifts, well, if a new book is to be believed, French Women Don't Get Feminism either. This year already has seen the release of Pauline Harmange's I Hate Men, in which the 25-year-old feminist activist defends misandry and a general distrust of men. What anger towards men is in fact a joyful and emancipating path when it is allowed to express itself, she writes. Hot on the heels of that publishing sensation comes Girl Power Genius, a book by Alice Coffin. In it, the Paris counselor notes that she no longer reads books by men, doesn't watch films made by men, nor listens to music created by men. We need to eliminate men from our minds, she theorizes. The backlash has been predictably swift, with Coffin being accused of advocating a form of apartheid. Does Coffin's central theory have a point? Do women need men, like a fish need a bicycle? But really, it's a crusade against men, led by feminists. A case of throwing the baby out with the bathwater? Or does Coffin's central theory have a point? Do women need men, like fish need a bicycle? Do you see how it's written? It's lighthearted. It's fun. It's interesting. Hey, maybe she has a point, or maybe she could be wrong. Now, what is she saying? She goes even further than really what we talk about here. I still watch movies that are led by strong, character women. A good example would be like Ripley from the Aliens series, Sigourney Weaver. I still watch that. Now, if afterwards I found out the movie was directed by a woman, I'd still enjoy it just as much. It wasn't, of course, but I'd enjoy it just as much. Do I read women authors? Not really, but I never have. As a matter of fact, I read mostly books on stoicism. I read Aaron Clary's stuff that I've talked about before, which is, he's got a great book series on Amazon if you want to check out Aaron Clary's stuff. I read Stephen King, although less so since he's gotten so political. But it doesn't stop me. Like, I don't go out of my way to find out if women were involved in or not and then decide to boycott it because of it. But she does. So she even goes a step further. But again, you hear how it's written, very lighthearted and very fun. Now, I'm not going to go super deep into this article because I've actually talked about it before in another video of mine about a year ago. But I want you to listen to the difference the way that this article talks about men. Us guys, just, hey, we're going our own way. Men going their own way, the rise of a toxic male separatist movement. The men of the going your own way movement aim to live their lives with no female contact. The idea began on the fringes of the internet. So how has it made it all the way to the White House? There's been an awakening, changing the world one man at a time. These are the dramatic words that appear when you visit mgtow.com. In a video that looks a lot like an action movie thriller, the words are soon followed by more that appear to splash across the screen, smolding fiery red. Men going their own way. If you stumbled across the website and never heard of it, you would probably assume this was a tiny extreme movement, but you would be only half right. The views are indeed unorthodox, even within the sprawling web of group lifestyles and cults known as the manosphere, where women haters mobilize against a supposed gynocratic conspiracy, while incels plot revenge on women and pickup artists deploy predatory tactics to game women into having intimacy with them. The men of this movement attempt to eschew relationships with women altogether. They are literally going their own way, far, far away from any women at all. Now, yes, I am being a little bit dramatic and over the top about this, but what's the point of it? You know, when there was an event held in, I want to say it was Denmark, that was a women's only event, and this is just a couple days ago, and come to find out that's actually against the law to have an event where men can't show up. And they were found guilty and they paid zero fine because the movement in theory was for a good reason. But what if the reverse were true? What if men decided to have the same type of meeting or group? Would it be okay? No, of course it wouldn't. There are so many places that men used to have exclusively for men that are no longer allowed. There are strict, full, just women's gyms now because, you know, they don't want to be around men when they're wearing their skimpy outfits and makeup while they work out to get attention. They don't want to be around men that might be leering at them or bothering them. But every place that's ever created a man's space, like a gym or something like that, always has women trying to infringe upon it. And it goes in this big cycle of this is a male space only. Women say, we deserve a right to participate as well. You can't shun us. So then they say, okay, fine. And women get their way. And so all of a sudden then it's a men and women's area. And then pretty soon the women say, hey, you know what? We don't like the fact that a lot of these guys are talking to us or bothering us when we're trying to work out or do whatever we wanted to do in this group. We'd like it if the men were not allowed in here to bother us. And so they say, okay, so we'll remove the men from the former male area that is now co-men and women. Okay, so now we'll just make it a woman's space. And the men say, well, how did something that was just for guys become just for women now? All right, fine, we'll go get our new place. And the men go start off and get their new whatever that is men's only again. And then the women show up again and say, hey, we want to be a part of this. And it's repeated over and over. There was a Boy Scout troop that was for boys called Boy Scouts. And all of a sudden, girls wanted, you can't do this just for boys. It's shunning out women. And so they let women or girls join. And before you know it, they had an all-female Boy Scout troop. Let me say that again. They had an all-female Boy Scout troop. They chased away the boys out of the Boy Scouts. How does this make any sense? Well, they kind of do the same thing when they talk about, you know, things like this, that we guys have been doing this for a long time saying, hey, we're not saying we're not here to hate on women. We're not saying that some people, yes, some of you guys dislike them and are pretty vitriolic about your feelings towards them. But for the vast majority of guys, they're just like, look, I just don't want to be bothered with it anymore. I just want to be left alone. I want to live my own life. I don't want to date. I just want to enjoy my time by myself. And when we do that, they're going, oh, They're dark, they're angry, they're poisonous, they're toxic, and all these other bad words. But yet when the women do the same exact thing, it's, oh, well, hey, you know, it's just a choice. This woman dates another woman. She wants to be only with women. She's getting rid of women out of her life. And per her own words here, women should erase men from their lives. And you'll be much happier for it. And that's why I'm not hating on her, because what do I say? Hey, maybe you shouldn't, you know, maybe you should. I've never really said to erase women from your lives. But we often say, hey, you know, don't bother with them. Do your own thing. If you're not having great success at dating, just find your own path in life and do what makes you happy. And, you know, I don't think any of us have ever gone so far as to say, don't watch movies by women or don't read books written by women. We haven't gone that far. So here, a woman and her followers and her buyers of her books go even further than we do, but it's just light fun. Oh, you know, it just is what it is. Hey, maybe it's a good choice for life. But when guys do it, it's dark and toxic. And it's just one more example of, hey, when women do something, everything is good with it, everything is right, no problems. But when a guy does it, it's bad, and we have to stop it and shame them. And so it just doesn't go two ways. So I thought you guys would find it interesting. The story itself really is a nothing burger. But the fact that it's making its rounds on social media shows that it's not so much what the writer thinks. It's about how the media portrays men versus women doing the exact same thing. But of course, as always, we're the bad guys. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. The best way you support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, check out my older videos, and join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com on the forums. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, when women do it, good. When men do it, boo. Thank you.